So once again, good morning. So now if today, if you would turn your Bible right now to the book of Genesis chapter 1. Now, I do apologize a little bit in the sense that we're going to do a little bit of Bible drill this morning. It feels like it because I have a few places to turn. But something I learned when I returned to Hong Kong, you know, for our big holidays, the big holidays is actually Chinese New Year. So turns out, you know, I know a lot of folks like, because, you know, Chinese New Year kind of feels like Thanksgiving here. Because actually everything slows down and everything, you know, you're cleaning, you're having families over. But whereas differently in America, you know, Christmas time kind of like, okay, we're slowing down. But Christmas is just another shopping day. But we're thankful, you know, at the same time we can minister. But throughout Chinese New Year, there's something that I'm learning and I'm realizing that that for Chinese New Year, there's one word we always kind of come back to, and it's this word right here. It is on the screen. The word on the screen there is the word for blessing in Chinese. Now, it's kind of like for preaching wise, you know, if you're preaching in for Christmas, you have to kind of tell the Christmas story. For Easter, you need to tell the Easter, the resurrection narrative, right? But the thing is, for Chinese New Year, you kind of have to address this word because this word is kind of important. Now, obviously, it's not like we have to do it, but this word is so prevalent in the culture. And I was faced with this word, blessing. Now, in fact, the word itself, you write it, you know, write all just like that on the red piece of paper. And then it is so important for the Chinese folks that we actually tape it to the door so that throughout the year they would see it. Not only that, they will actually turn it upside down to tape it on the door. The reason why is because the word upside down have the same sound as arrive. So to them, blessing has arrived. Now, as I am looking into that, as I'm working through this, you know, through the word blessing, and somehow, you know, the unique thing is, as I'm doing the study on it, because I'll be honest, through the past 5 years or so, I really struggle with this word blessing. Not in the sense that I don't understand what it is, but in the sense that I'm seeing on social media, right? I'm on social media. Sometimes the words, you know, bless, get, you know, you may be familiar with this hashtag and then bless, right? And I'm struggling with it because the reality of it is sometimes people use it just because they got a coffee today. You know, they're holding up a Starbucks cup, you know, whatever coffee, Dunkin' Donuts or, you know, Dutch Brothers is like, hashtag, got my coffee today, blessed day. And, you know, I began to struggle with it. I want to see clearly blessing. But the thing is, it's like, you and I both know, right? Blessing is tied to God. But at the same time, is it really just coffee? Right? Now, also, another thing that I began to notice, now, I'm going to touch some nerves here, but just want to say, now, you know, you probably go to one of those stores that have, like, decorative plaques and different things, right? Decorations, right? You know, all the ladies says yes, and all of them says, oh, I know. You know, and you go in there, and I can almost guarantee you, without even looking, I haven't stepped foot in one of those, okay, since I've been back. Without looking, I can guarantee you will find at least one or two plaques that says bless on it, right? Somehow is related to that, right? And now, I have actually seen one it was phrased this way. I count your blessings, okay, by counting the days on the beach. Now, first of all, if you have that, I'm not trying to make fun of you. I mean, it's okay. And you might have even other decorative things that says bless on it. And it's okay, you know, it's not, I'm not asking you to, like, bring it to church tonight. We'll have a burning party or something like that. No. That's not the point here. But the reality of it is, I want to address something today. And actually, as I'm doing this, I'm doing this study about blessing, I begin to see, actually, it's not merely, I want to do a biblical study about blessing, but also see a tie to missions as well. So I want to just kind of take you this morning and go through kind of, you know, my journey through this study, because again, I'm looking at God's word, and when we are to seek God's blessing. But is blessing really just coffee and the beach? There's certainly got to be something more to that, right? So as I'm doing this journey, so this morning I'm going to kind of take you through my own journey through studying the word blessing. So if you have your Bible, once again, go turn to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, because we're actually going to have to start at the very beginning. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, and there we're beginning to see something, okay? And this is the first blessing God placed on men. And it reads, "Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female, he created them. Now, we're beginning to see God's creation here. God created, first of all, we're gonna look at, God created man to enjoy the creation, right? We see that he asked them to have dominion and to enjoy, but not only that, we also see the first blessing. Verse 28, "Then God blessed them." God blessed them, and he said to them. Okay, now before I say that, real quickly, first thing I learned, it's interesting, and it's kind of a little bit of a side note. Blessing is not predicated on lack or needs. Because in some ways, right now, not in some ways, right now, remember, this is before the fall. They're not broken. They didn't do anything. They were just created. Immediately after creation. Now, I don't know how, quote-unquote, alert or awake Adam was, but I'm sure he has all his faculties complete. He is the way God meant to be, and yet God blessed them. So we begin to see that it's not because Adam have done something great, or that Adam is in something dire situation that he needs God's blessing. This is something we need to learn. God's blessing is unmerited. The thing is, our culture doesn't think that way at times. I remember at times that people would kind of have a prize drawing, and they won, and they would start thinking, "Oh, I must have done something right." Right? Or if they come to something that was like, "Oh, that's good." It's like, "Oh, I must have done something right." You know, and they start counting like, "Oh, maybe because of this, maybe because of this," right? But blessing is pure grace. God's grace. It's not predicated on, did you do something, or you in huge need? Of course, and certainly in needs, and we'll see that in a moment, but right now, it's God's mercy and grace poured out onto men, onto Adam and Eve. And let's continue on now. He blessed them for what purpose? Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. I'm going to pause there. I'm going to stop there, because the focus here is he tells them, be fruitful and multiply. Now remember, we just finished reading that Adam and Eve was created in the what? Image of God. The image of God is the word image bearer. We're uniquely gifted in this sense, that we can have communion with God. We can know God. We can have conversation with God. And we are his image bearer. That means what? We reflect him. We reflect his glory. And what is God telling them to do? Be fruitful and multiply, so that there would be more image bearers than just Adam and Eve. so that God's glory can be shown throughout the earth. He says, be fruitful and multiply. And what? Fill the earth. So that God's glory can be all over the world. Now, as you and I know, the story continues. Adam's sin. And now the image of God is marred. But we know that the redemption story continues. But let's take a look as we continue to the next person that we're going to focus on. So turn to Genesis chapter 12. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 through 3. And here we see God talking to Abram. Now the Lord said to Abram, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great. And you shall be a blessing. And I'll bless those who bless you, and I'll curse him who cursed you. And here's the key. And in you all family of the earth shall be blessed. Once again, here we see that God is telling Abram, Abram, I am going to pour out my blessings onto you. I am going to pour out my grace onto you. I'm going to make you a blessing known to all the people of the earth. You're going to be a conduit of my blessing. All the people of the earth is going to know that I am God and I am good. We begin to see this pattern here, right? We see that God's grace leads him to God's blessing on God's people for the purpose of what? That be a conduit so that all the world for his glory, that the people may know his glory. But we continue to see that throughout. And again, once again, I'm going to ask you to turn to Exodus chapter 14. Exodus chapter 14, verse 4. Now, the narrative continues. The people of Israelites were captive, were in Egypt, and now Moses is going to take them out of Egypt. Okay. Now, as I mentioned, in the last 7 weeks, we've been traveling. I don't even know how many thousands of miles I have driven. So, and one of the more important things for me, I'm so thankful for, is my GPS. Okay, my phone has a map app, and this is wonderful. Certain city is just a nightmare to navigate, and then, you know, it's like, but anyways, that's besides the point. But I'm thankful for the GPS. And now Moses is taking the people all the way to the end, to the edge of what? The Red Sea. Now, remember, up until this time, God has been leading them a pillar of cloud by day to shade them from the heat, and then a pillar of fire by night to give them warmth at night. Did Moses made a wrong turn just before the Red Sea? Because, in front of us is the Red Sea, and behind us is enemies coming. And as we know, no. Well, first of all, Moses didn't make a wrong turn. And no, God didn't lead them the wrong way, because God led them to the Red Sea, and he's going to show this. He's going to part the Red Sea. And to make sure everyone knows it's him, he's going to make the land dry for them to walk across. It's not just an accident. This is the act of God. And what does God say? What does God say in chapter 14, verse 4? And he says what? I will gain honor over Pharaoh and over all his enemies, that the Egyptian may know that I am the Lord. Once again, he's blessing the people of Israel so that the world knows that he is the Lord. And once again, we see God's grace, God's blessing on God's people so that all the people know him for God's glory. But again, remember, blessing is not predicated on how, what have I done, because now this is a tricky one now. Ezekiel chapter 36. We're going to fast forward once again. Now we're past the monarchy. Okay, we're past David. We're past all those. Now the children of Israel now are exiled. They're in exile. They've been captive to Babylon, and they're waiting to get back to their land. And at this time, God is preparing something for them. But up to this point, the children of Israel has not obeyed God. In Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 22, therefore says to the house of the Lord, thus says the Lord God, I do not do this for your sake, O house of Israel, but for my holy name's sake, which you have profaned among the nations wherever you went. God is going to bless them, despite the fact that God just told them, you guys have profaned my name everywhere I went. Everywhere I went, you have profaned my name. But the thing is, I'm still going to bless you. Because remember, God's blessing is not, it's just grace and mercy. God's grace, God's mercy, God's blessing on God's people for the what purpose? For God's glory. So that all the nations would know him. Now, I want to say something here. This did not stop. This pattern of God's grace or mercy, God's blessing on God's people for God's glory continues in the New Testament as well. We see that. We see that being actually fulfilled. Remember, we read in Genesis chapter 12 about Moses blessing all the nations? Guess what? Jesus is that blessing for all nations. And we see that. We see that over and over and over again in the New Testament, right? We see that in the New Testament that Jesus is continuing that work. Now, a few chapters left you need to turn to. Luke chapter 24. Luke chapter 24, verse 46 to 47. Then he said to them, thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning in Jerusalem. Not only that, one of the Great Commission is Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 through 20, right? And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. But here's the blessing part. He's like, now I have all the authority, and now I can tell you, because guess what? I'm going to essentially back you up on all this. Go, therefore, make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And look, this is the word, look. And look, I am with you always, even to the end of the ages. folks, we don't necessarily see it as blessing, but we need to. That his promise of being with us always. And how does he do that? It is in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, but you shall receive the power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Folks, do you know that after you accept Christ as your Savior, the Holy Spirit came upon you? That he comes and lives inside us? And that is one of the greatest blessings of all. You see, the world have mistaken something about blessing. They mistaken blessing is all about wealth, all about material things. But that's not what the Bible teaches us. That's not what we have learned. But here's a problem, though, for us. When we, remember, God's grace, God's blessing on God's people, right? And then for what purpose? God's glory throughout the earth. But there's a problem. There's a separation. There's a disconnect. So often, we look at, we get God's grace. We look at God's mercy, God's blessing. Yes, on God's people. That's you and I. But we stop there. We stop there. I don't know how. I mean, as pastor up here, we're praying. There are a lot of folks struggling differently, and I get it. And I don't want to remove that from you today. I mean, I pray that the Lord is with you. But have you ever, and I have been in difficult situations. Have you ever been in a difficult situation and you're kind of wondering, you're kind of almost tempted to ask, Lord, why? I have. Why, God? But now, here's my challenge to you for today. But what about on the flip side? Have you ever felt like, have you ever asked, God, why did you bless me? Why did you bless me? Why did you save me? Remember, salvation is the greatest blessing of all. And folks, if you're sitting here today, if you do not know Christ as your personal Savior, I want to encourage you. The greatest blessing is knowing Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Because remember what I mentioned earlier? Adam was created in harmony with God. He has relationship with God, and sin breaks that. And there's no way for us to fix it. But Jesus came. He lived a sinless life. And not only did he live a sinless life, he died on the cross for our sins because he doesn't have sin to die for. He paid our... He took our punishment, but not only that, he rise again on the third day. He defeated death. And that's the greatest blessing of all. And I don't want us to forget that. So now, once again, have we forgotten God's blessing? This is the last section I'm going to have you turn to, Psalm 67. Psalm 67. God, be merciful to us. And bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. Now keep in mind, the book of Psalms is kind of like the folks, you know, their hymnal. Okay? they have different psalms that they will sing when they're going up to worship or when they're leaving for worship. There's different things that there's songs, and a lot, not all the scholars agree, but I think most scholars would agree that sila is kind of like a musical pause or a moment of pause, and it is a moment for us to reflect on what we just sang, and also to do what? To focus on what we're about to say. Okay? And here, this psalm is actually taking the high priestly prayer that the priest, the high priest, would pray over the people of Israel, that God be merciful to us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. But so often, we separate this from the next section. God, bless me, bless me, bless me. And when we do that, we end up with hashtag bless coffee. But there is a second part. That your way may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. Let the people praise you, O Lord, O God. Let all the people praise you. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you shall judge the people righteously, and you and govern the nations on earth, Selah. Let the people praise you, O Lord. Let all the people praise you. Then the earth shall yield her increase, O God. Our own God shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him or shall know him. Folks, don't separate. Don't separate God's blessing from his purpose. Don't do that. You see, the world, and when we do that, we do something to this. When we separate that, guess what? The glory doesn't fall on God anymore. The glory falls on me. Look what I have. Look what I got. Look at the amount of coffee I get. Look at the days on the beach that I get. But that's the thing. We take glory away from God, and don't take glory away from God. We are saved for a purpose. We are blessed for a purpose. And before this study, I felt like, oh man, I feel so self-centered asking God to bless us. That's because if I disconnect that, then yeah, it's all about me. Then of course it's going to be self-centered. Again, I'm not trying to discourage you from coffee. In fact, there's some there. Go enjoy it afterwards. Don't feel guilty about it, okay? Everybody go grab a cup, okay? No. In fact, the Bible teaches us, oh, come, taste, and see that the Lord is good. He's not asking us to, like, okay, you know, you're going to live a miserable life, you know, just being a Christian is going to be completely, utterly miserable, and that's a good life. No. We can pray this prayer, but the thing is, we cannot disconnect that. As you can see, because we don't want people to look at me. We don't want them to be envious of me. I don't want people to be envious of me. I want people to be envious of my God. I want people to be envious of my God, not me, not the things I have. The things I have will fade. One of the things that we're doing as we come back to Arizona is one of my duties as my wife, the honey-do list. She's in Hong Kong right now. I still have a honey-do list. And it's boxes upon boxes of things that were in storage. And I'm looking at these things, and I'm like, oh man, I remember buying that, or I remember having this. I'm like, and then I was like, those things will fade. Those things go to Goodwill. And here's the thing. We also have to truly understand what blessing is. Okay, the world tells us, the world have taught us, the world have conditioned us that blessing is finance. Or blessing is good, is positively towards me. Like sometimes we look at it, it's health. We can have different things, right? But blessing is something different. God's blessing. Because we can see that. We can see that in Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, right? Sermon on the Mount is preached to people who literally have to make sure today they have enough food on the table. They're fishermen, they're farmers. If they get enough fish today, they get to eat. I don't know, you know, I mean, I know we're in Arizona, you don't got a whole lot of seafood, but just so you know, fish doesn't keep. It's not like you can put it in a storehouse. Well, I mean, you can, but I don't want to be there when you open it. And this is what he tells them. This is what he tells them about what truly being blessed means. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who are hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemaker, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for the righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecute the prophets who were before you. First of all, we need to learn blessing is not limited to wealth. Certainly, it can include the following. It includes health. It includes relationships. As I get older, I'm meeting new folks. I'm meeting folks that are, you know, unsaved folks that are like, yeah, I haven't talked to my parents in decades. I have brothers and sisters that were at odds against each other. So, blessing could be a relationship. Blessings could be our intelligence, our wisdom, our talents. But true blessings is He being with us. Lo, I am with you always. No matter where you go. No matter where you go. Because you see, folks, the thing is, if we just put it on the stuff or on positive good things, then other people will look at us like, ah, of course you'll follow your God. Look how He blessed you. You know what confuses people? You know what confuses the unsaved? It's when we are going through the difficult times and we know that our God is with us. And we can take confidence in it. We can even stare death in the face and says, death, where is your victory? Because you got none. Where is your sting? Certainly, parting is difficult, even for Christians. No doubt about it. And I'm not trying to downplay if you're going through physical illness or you're going through financial difficulty. I'm not downplaying that. This is not difficult. I'm not saying that, but we're promised. We're blessed. And that's confused people. that's when they get confused. It's like, oh, it's not just when you have good things you follow your God. And so we can reconnect this. God's blessing, God's grace, God's blessing on God's people for His glory. So that to the end of the earth would know. You folks have blessed me in many ways. As I mentioned over and over again, I am so thankful. And again, not only, obviously, not only just to you guys, but all the other churches that supports us, all the individuals that pray for us, all the people that love on us, and that's how you guys bless me, or other missionaries. Because when you're doing that, you're a channel of God's blessing. And of course, it doesn't have to be all the way over to Hong Kong. But today, you, if you're blessed today, and you're like, well, what is blessed? Well, is God with you? Do you know Christ as your Savior? That's a great start. You can bless others. You can bless others. Maybe it's going back to the coffee again. I love coffee. Now, granted, you won't ever see me hashtag bless when I'm holding up the coffee to get a picture. But maybe it is that you go, ladies or guys, like, hey, go find someone that needs some encouragement and says, hey, you want to grab a cup of coffee? How can I pray for you over a cup of coffee? Again, it's not this blessing is not just merely, oh, let's do some good things. No. There's a point to it. It's for God's glory. And again, I don't personally like the beach, so I won't count my blessings there. But sand, this is. And I live in Arizona for a long time, but you can say, hey, I can be a blessing to others. Well, our family is going on a trip. You know, this family has children maybe our age. We can take them. You guys can spend a little time together as a couple. Or just help someone. And now, don't just end it with, oh, look how good I am, right? Point them back to what? The reason I can do this is because what? God bless me. In Colombia, there is a river called the River of Five Colors. There's these little plants that are underneath it. They're just, and I the picture doesn't even do it justice. They didn't, like, the quote unquote recently rediscover it, because during that time in Colombia, there's a lot of civil war, so nobody knows this. You know, they're all fighting. They're not enjoying this. So now there's more safer for folks to find out. And this river, they nickname it the river that floats out of heaven. And it just goes on and on and on for miles. And it's just this absolutely gorgeous. And there's these plants underneath. I don't know all the science behind it, but there's a lot of different plants. They have different colors, and it's just gorgeous. This is like red, orange, blue, green, purple, whatever. You know, it's kind of keeps flowing and flowing and flowing. I don't want to be a dam that stops the blessings. I don't want to be the dam that stops blessing. I want it to keep flowing. I want God's blessing to flow out of me. This is how we can pray, God bless us so that all the nations can know you. So that you will be glory to you and all the earth will know your glory. God is still in the business of making image bearers. And because, and I want to connect that back for you in the sense that I want to connect that into our ministry. How this ministry has been blessing to our ministry. Your financial support allows us to have church. That move that you guys help pay for, help us have floors. Well, I mean, we have floors, but I mean, it's just uneven. Your prayer for our neighbors, this is the big one. The couple accepting Christ at our dining table. It's not me, it's not my wife, it's God. But when you are doing that, when you allow God's blessing to flow out of you into us, and then I can in turn also keep doing this. This is what God intended to be. But sometimes, and I know, I'll fully admit it, sometimes I do it myself. Sometimes I disconnect that. So don't disconnect it. God's grace, God's blessing on God's people for God's glory to the end of the earth. Are you blessed today? Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for blessing us.